These guys are not above creating non-existent intelligence evidence, so-called, to play out this investigation by Mueller and to make it appear that Cohen and others have this information that Trump deliberately colluded with the Russians. Okay, they don't have any evidence so far, but they'll, in other words, they'll manufacture it. Now, when I say, when I set up that scenario, the only deterrent from them doing that is the notion that there may be some honest lawyers left in the Department of Justice and in the FBI, and they would fear that these honest lawyers would blow the whistle. My guess in this scenario is that they'd go ahead anyway, and as soon as the whistle were blown, they would denigrate, they would fire, they would put the guy in prison if they possibly could for blowing the whistle, and the media, which is the big thing we haven't even mentioned here, the media play along with this story. The deep state has a lot of power in this whole scenario, but the most important thing that they have now that they didn't have during Watergate is the mainstream media, the Rachel Maddows of this world, the people who are really blinded by hate for Trump. Now, in my view, Trump is the worst president the United States ever had. In my view, he should be impeached tomorrow. In my view, it's embarrassing how many reasons we have to impeach this guy and get rid of him. Get rid of him, okay? But, you know, I have this quaint, this sort of obsolete view of intelligence and information and truth, you know? If you're going to impeach him, you got lots of reason to do it. Don't do it on this made-up story. Now, is that what Trump is saying, made-up story? Apparently he is. But, you know, even a broken clock is right 2 times a day, if I recall. Trump was right on Korea. He's right on Russia. And, you know, on this one, well, people are going to make that case. They have to prove it. It's been 2 years now. My God, Mueller's been trying real hard and always come up with spurious indictments against people who had, quote, nothing, who had nothing to do with Russia. Now, the latest thing, of course, is that Cohen's lawyer, or Bonnie Davis, if he's his lawyer, he's, oh, well, Cohen might be able to give, you know, information on that. Well, you know, this guy's a lawyer? Is he saying that Lonnie Davis saying that Cohen lied under oath to the Senate Intelligence Committee? Well, my God, that's quite a lawyer. I wouldn't hire a lawyer like that because Cohen is on record as having said he didn't know anything about Russiagate. Okay, now, whoops, is he going to remember something in order to get just 6 months instead of 5 years? Whoa, that's what this game is all about. I mean, you don't have to be a legal scholar to realize to try to get him. So the fact that I think there's nothing to do with, and my colleagues and veteran intelligence professionals for sanity think that there's nothing substantive to Russiagate depends on a whole bunch of things. But it depends largely on what we've observed in the public media, but also on two other cardinal things, really substantive, well, we call them technical things. Number one, if the Russians hacked the Democratic National Committee, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how WikiLeaks got these very damaging emails, which showed, in a word, that Hillary Clinton had stolen the nomination from Bernie Sanders. That's what those things show. They were hacked from the DNC. Now, if Russia did that, NSA, the National Security Agency, would have that information. Now, that's no exaggeration. They cover everything, but they particularly cover anybody having to do with Julian Assange. They cover the Ecuadorian embassy in London, cast iron, as my NSA former colleagues say. And there's no way that anything will go across the network, the internet, that NSA would not be able to have. So that's evidence that there was no Russian hack. Now, how about other evidence? The other evidence, one of them is that when there was a hue and cry about the computers being hacked in the DNC, what happened? Oh, my God, it was terrible. John McCain said this, act of war, by Russia, act of war. What did James Comey, the head of the FBI, do? You got it? Nothing. He was asked by the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman. Now, Mr. Comey, isn't it the usual process for the FBI to seize the computers when something like this happens? And Comey says, well, yes, sir, it is. You're quite right. Best practices would dictate that we would have done that, but we didn't have access to the DNC computers. Like Hillary Clinton's folks wouldn't let us look at the computers. Yeah, break the guys to have the FBI. What do you need? All he needs is a little letter or a little warrant or something. No, he didn't want to look into those. And so he confesses before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now we left the forensics up to this crackpot firm, CrowdStrike. Now those people who know what CrowdStrike's reputation is would not use crackpot. They use several other adjectives. So why was it?